Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. About a 30% chance of showers, continuing showers and thunderstorms in the area this afternoon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high of around 92 degrees. South winds at 5 miles per hour. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms this evening. And another 20% chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms in the picture for tomorrow. Currently, it is partly cloudy at 86 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Coming up at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. We're going to begin this hour by going into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me by telephone from Pennsylvania, is that right, Alan?
That's right, Lancaster.
Yeah, Lancaster, Pennsylvania is Alan Clements. Alan is from Lafayette and actually went to UL. Did you graduate, Alan? Did you get a degree here?
Sure did.
You got
a degree in marketing business administration.
All right, so you're an
Started out in broadcast communication.
Well, it sounds like you're kind of using both of those skills in what you do up in Pennsylvania. I know you have an interesting a company called Postage Inc., and you deal a lot with video, film, and now you're getting into independent films yourself.
Sure. I've done two independent documentaries, both of kind of some local flavor here. One was called Buy Fresh, Buy Local, Buy Lancaster. And, you know, do you guys have a Buy Fresh, Buy Local chapter?
We sure have a lot of interest in local produce here.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I kind of delved into, the subjects were farmers who do things independently and sort of organically by nature and try to sell their produce locally, and families that are making, you know, huge life changes as far as where they get their food and how they eat their food. And so that was a lot of fun doing that. And then the second one that I did actually started, it actually was kind of a 5-year project, just sort of on and off the shelf, is on a venue, a music venue here in Lancaster called the Chameleon Club, where lots of really cool acts like the Innocence Mission and Live and several others got their start. Still mom and pop owned, which I just thought was awesome. And so, you know, I finished this film, had a sold-out premiere. It was just really awesome, the Chameleon Club. And, I had already started thinking that the next film I had to make really needed to be about my Cajun culture and heritage.
So your thoughts started turning to home.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, they never really turned away from
right,
home.
Right.
You know, you're always thinking about that.
Yeah, your family's from here. Now, the documentary is called We Are Cajun. What, you know, as you started thinking about what kind of a film you wanted to make, what kind of documentary, how did your thoughts shape up? What is the focus of the film?
That's a really good question because, I started seeking out, I guess, some of the more contemporary or academic information on Acadian migration and heritage and stuff. I mean, obviously, like, you know, we all know and love Carl Brasso, who taught at UL for years and wrote several awesome books. I started finding some literature from people who were sort of, treating themselves for the Cajun condition, be it they live far away like me, or, they just struggle with, like, the way the world is supposed to work, and then just sort of the way that they were brought up and how those things aren't necessarily congruent, but in a good way. I'm just, like, kind of reading and checking out all these things, and I thought to myself, you know, what I'm really concerned with is my identity as a Cajun, living far away, and, you know, the fact that people ask me where my accent is, and I can't answer that, you know, but also, like, wanting to craving to practice French again and, calling my mom up and just starting to speak French to her, or attempting to, I should say. Cook things from home, and I would seek things out in restaurants, to my disappointment many times around here. But, just really struggling with that, I was like, okay, maybe it should be about what Cajuns are today, and not necessarily so much the history of, because there's plenty written on the history of, and there's plenty available, and I think people have largely ignored it due to the mass media's depiction of Cajuns.
So, do you know a lot of displaced Cajuns up in Pennsylvania?
Not necessarily here in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. but I know there are little groups, Cajun militias in mm-hmm. Brooklyn, New York, mm-hmm. Portland, Oregon, and California, and various other places. You know, a lot of them are just as homesick in certain ways as mm-hmm. I am, and I try to keep in touch with my friends that have also moved, as yeah. well as my friends back home.
So, coming from a very distinct culture, it made you curious about what remains and how you continue to think of yourself as Cajun Acadian.
Sure, I was curious about it. I was also, I think, profoundly amazed by it because mm-hmm. Up here in Lancaster, we're surrounded by the Amish, another group who's very successfully kept their culture, but they've had to fight very hard to do that, amidst urban sprawl and tax laws and just sort of what they see as sort of the evils of the world that just exist. But Cajuns. Boy, when I take a look at other cultures, and people are very proud to say, like, that they're Irish or Italian or anything else, I'm like, well, many Cajuns speak French. Many of them adhere to, the same religious traditions or family traditions, and you don't always see that with cultures in America, and it's not their fault. It's Americanization and globalization. But my point is that I became proud and impressed at the way Cajuns have kept their culture over the years, and I kind of wanted to find out what the secret to our success has been.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to tell people who may just be tuning in, my guest from Lancaster, Pennsylvania is Alan Clements, who is from Lafayette, a UL alum, making his home far away from the motherland here, and creating a documentary now called We Are Cajun, a documentary film. So what are you exploring right now, Alan? You're in the process of making the film. What kinds of things can people expect to see in there? Will there be interviews, still shots? How are you creating the film?
Probably a little bit of all of that. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, again, that I'm really kind of looking at the present day.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to have a little nostalgia, some trinkets from the past. And, I have gotten reels of film from people that mm-hmm. have boucheries and things like that. Some things that are a little less you're less likely to find these days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But and I'd love for that to be a part of the film and the Facebook page and the ongoing discussion about the film, because in this day and age, things don't just live on this one static film that
right.
people can watch that was made in 2013.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But rather, there's ongoing conversations on all of these social networking sites and these web pages, and I really want We Are Cajun to be about that as well. So things that I'm getting in, pictures, film, things like that, I'm posting those pictures as I'm working mm-hmm. on this, as mm-hmm. I'm collecting things. But making a documentary, Judith, is really, you can't write a script for it. You really can't. And we talked a little bit about how my thoughts on what I wanted to do evolved.
Mm-hmm.
They're still evolving. But people can expect some interviews with what I'm trying to coin heroes of cultural preservation in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also using that with heroes of cultural continuance, because when you talk about preserve, a lot of people and a lot of organizations around Louisiana are very have an aversion to that term, because preservation, sometimes kind of has this under glass kind of meaning, or in a jar, and that's certainly not what's happening in Acadiana.
Mm-hmm. Well, you mentioned Facebook and webpage, so I'm sure people, as we're talking, would be curious to go to that site. What is your Facebook page?
Well, if you go to wearecajun.com, mm-hmm. We'll have kind of all of the social media discussion mm-hmm. icons sort of spread out there. But it's very easy to remember, because We Are Cajun is the link to pretty much everything. So if you go to twitter.com/wearecajun, you'll find us
mm-hmm.
there.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to facebook.com/wearecajun, you'll find us there. And then wearecajun.com. is will sort of be a hub for all of that.
So what is your time like, Alan? Timeline like? What are you, when are you hoping? I know you, it's an ongoing conversation,
sure.
certainly, but at some point a documentary will come out, actually, in one form.
Yeah.
What are you hoping for in a year or two? Or?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, my best option, and I'm just doing a variety of fundraising and stuff like that, so that's kind of going parallel to the research factor. But if things go really well, you know, I'd like to, it to be the winter of next year. And if things don't, you know, roll in quite the way I expect them, you know, this will be drug out over a few more years, but I really don't think that that will affect the end product.
You're certainly not going away.
No.
Well, has this allowed you the opportunity or the excuse to come home a little bit more often?
It has. It has. And, you know, we did the first round of filming back in April around Festival International de Louisiane, something that, you know, I've always loved. And when I was producing programs at KRVS, would also... you know, do some of the sound mixes there and enjoy the KRVS simulcasting building there. But and I always remember your Chipotle hummus that you would bring as a snack
for the festival.
Yeah.
Not exactly Cajun, but
no, but it was delicious.
But spicy as well. That's right.
But, yeah, so we came down during festival. You know, I have been hiring a group of awesome video production professionals there called Channel One Video and Film. A place that I actually worked when I lived down there as well. And they are just really awesome. Drove around with me, collected interviews from David Cherami, who's the director of Vermilionville and used to be the director of Codafil. Trent Andrews with Acadian House Publishing, who's also written a book called The Truth About Cajuns that was really influential to, I think, the way the film is going. And he's awesome. And he also did Acadiana Profiles magazine for years and years. Bernard Pierce was very interested to talk to us, and he's doing some projects with Barry Jean Ancelet out in the, I believe, Parks area, and involving the various cultures of South Louisiana, and that's kind of something that he wanted to contribute. So just a whole, and a whole bunch of different people. We actually even went out to crawfish farm in Leroy, where Horace Trahan has his farm, and his son-in-law helps him run it. And so, you know, just I kind of wanted to talk about food because I love food, but I also am interested in where it comes from and like the idea of like organics, be it something that has a stamp on it or something that where like a Cajun just says, I don't want pesticides in my crawfish pond, you know, and does whatever he or she can do to keep that from happening. So that was just a real fun interview and day out on the crawfish farm.
Well, and that brings in all kinds of issues other than, just as you mentioned, sort of the tourist issues of music and food, the things that people who live here now have to consider, things like pesticides and what do you do? How do you incorporate that into your life? And so it sounds like an interesting aspect of your film.
And so for now, as you can see, you know, just from what I've said, I'm really just exploring and trying to get to that. I'm really listening to people too. I've had a lot of people come, you know, up to me very sternly and say, you know, take care, you know, don't make us a laughing stock, you know, take care of our culture. You have a great responsibility here. And I take this, you know, I take this very seriously, and I assure them that I'm on the same page as them. So I like that. I like that feedback.
Right. But you can't, you know, you can't take away the humor, of course, that is very inherent in the Cajun culture as well.
Absolutely not. Yeah. You know, one of the people I also spoke to last time was, he goes by the name of Nonk Shaws. And Nonk Shaws has been a sort of surprise to him, an internet sensation, after he did a video that featured him calling OnStar service and asking them where, Booth's Grocery was out on whatever road it was, and they couldn't understand a word he was saying. He laid on the thick Cajun accent. But, you know, he does that to make people smile, and I think that's an aspect of Cajun culture that's somewhat lost in large metropolitan areas and various coasts. coastal regions that have lots of people and lots of busy 9-to-5. So, yeah, I have to get that humor, too, like you said.
My guest, Alan Clements, talking with me from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Alan is from Lafayette, a UL alum and a KRVS alum. I'm sorry I didn't mention that earlier. Alan did a program here for many years as well. What was the name of the program, Alan?
I did a program called the Punk Rock Academy.
That's right.
Late at night. And, and I did also worked with Ivan Klesanin occasionally on, I believe it was like the Midnight Hour and Closet Space.
Yeah. So his voice was heard often on KRVS, and we're so glad that your voice is back on with us here.
Thank you.
Talking about the documentary We Are Cajun that you're in the process of putting together, filming. Anyone in our audience listening who would like to find out more can go to the website, which is wearecajun.com. And as you mentioned, there will be information and links to all kinds of social media there.
Absolutely.
And of course, so you'd be happy to engage in a dialogue with them about the film, whether they have stories, memories, things they would like to contribute, or just kind of discuss the whole philosophy of the film. And again, Alan Clements, it is wearecajun.com. And we look forward to having you back here doing some work on the film, Alan. And we especially look forward to the film's coming out eventually. And so we hope the process is enjoyable for you. And I'm sure you're going to be cooking up a lot trying to get inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thanks so much. And enjoy your après-midi.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan.